Time for our local hero spotlight with Phil Corman from CISA, the local hero, folks, and Brad Morse, who is the co-owner of Outlook Farm in West Hampton, which is a beautiful town that I don't get to go to often enough. But what is fascinating that I didn't know, Brad, and you've talked to the wrong person, meaning basically a high-functioning alcoholic, that West Hampton is a dry town except for Outlook Farm?
Yes. It's been a dry town ever since Prohibition because the license was never voted back into town after that time. The way around that is that you can get a farmer's brewery winery license, which does not require local licensing, only state and federal. And therefore, you can operate under that guise.
So are you brewing and making wine there? Because I think of you as a meats place.
Yeah. No, we are. My brother Jeff came on board, how long it's been now, 3 or 4 years. He came back from the West Coast and went to work at UMass, and his part-time ambition is brewing beer right here on the farm. We've got a small system set up in what used to be our slaughterhouse years ago because we had a clean room and all that. So he's brewing down there and making the wine down there and hard cider also from all our apples.
So tell me what you got going, I guess, on tap for beer first.
Mm-hmm. Well, we run during the spring, summer to fall, we ran the Outlook Farm backyard tap room. So it's under a big tent out back with lots of open space on the lawn. We have a small band stage set up. That's when we're pouring out there on weekends. Other than that, we have the beer, wine, and hard cider for sale in the store in cans and bottles.
But aren't we in the middle of a pandemic? I mean, Brad, how are you pulling all of this off, you know, running an orchard, running a market, running events at times? How have you pulled this off and done it safely for everybody?
The produce barn is 2,000 square feet, so people can shop in there pretty well spread out at all times. It's a little narrower up in our bakery and deli areas and stuff, but people are pretty much able to distance. Everybody's masked up. Our help stay masked. So we've been lucky to stay safe and keep working for us.
Smith College has been one of your customers, and we know that Smith College, you know, has been basically closed except for a few students who are on campus. How did that impact your business in March and April?
Well, since March when they closed, they went down to one kitchen that we supply just a few apples to and potatoes and different things. So yes, we lost basically our whole wholesale business this year. Same with our restaurant is probably 50% of what it was. And luckily in that area, the deli has takeout deli items and stuff has made up for over half the loss in the restaurant. People just taking stuff, grab and go. Luckily, our retail operation has picked up for all of that and made it a successful year still.
So sort of what I hear is like farmers are where food is grown, served, and offered up. And if one part of your sales are drop off, you're ready to step up for the community. If the community's ready to step up and safely shop with you.
That has been the case. You know, we open 6:30 in the morning, of course, with the restaurant and go till 6 at night. A lot of people, especially elderly, do come in that early morning stage when there aren't a lot of shoppers, take advantage of that. People we have found are coming in and they're buying, you know, shopping carts full of stuff because we have the wide range of bakery items, the deli items, the meats, and all the produce. And we have sold a lot more groceries. Not that we really like doing that, but people want that at the same time. So we have provided more of that for them also.
Speaking with Brad Morse of Outlook Farm in West Hampton, which as somebody who doesn't spend a ton of time in West Hampton, it seems like the epicenter of what goes on, at least in my experience there. So it's amazing that you've stepped up and are meeting the needs in different ways of the community, given everything that's going on with COVID. That being said, I kind of think of you as like a smoked meat barbecue type place. How much of that is still happening at Outlook Farm, Brad?
Well, we did when we had the tap room open during the season, you know, to start with, we missed a couple early festivals. We usually have one every month through October. So we did July through October, and we were able to, we did the monthly pig roast and barbecue, and then we had the tap room open the Saturdays and Sundays with, you know, duets or small bands, along with brisket and pulled pork. That all went over really well, and I think that actually promoted the pulled pork and the brisket quite a bit, too.
And when might people expect that you'll be doing that again? Tomorrow? We just need it so bad, Brad. We need something to look forward to. Maybe tomorrow?
We have pulled pork available all the time in the store.
All right.
Either cold or have as a sandwich. Uh-huh. But yeah, we'll probably, our first festival is usually the third week of May.
Okay.
And hopefully by then things may be a little better off with the pandemic. But I mean, we have you know, there's 17,000 square feet in our backyard, along with the bar setup and stuff. Yep. So,
Brad, I'm wondering if you could share like your process for making sweet cider, like the timing on it, the apples you use, things like that.
Sure. We start the second week or so of September pressing. And we go right through till it could be May or June. I don't like to usually press past the point of, you know, when the cider gets bland, so to speak. So when the apples lose their flavor or sweetness, I don't bother pressing anymore. Don't want to let anybody down. Yeah, we should have a video pretty soon up on our website of our whole pressing operation, because Orchard Equipment up in Conway, they came in and did a whole recording of our operation that they were using on some of their virtual marketing programs this year and stuff for a cider mill. And they agreed by doing that to give us a copy of that whole operation. So we will put that up pretty soon. But it's, you know, we take a mix of our apples. We like to have Max Cortland's as a base, and you get your Golden Delicious, Northern Spies, the heirloom type varieties with better tannins for cider in there, especially for hard cider. And we just make that weekly during the season. It's 10 days to 2 weeks this time of year. Slower going, but we're making more hard cider this time of year. We're getting that ready too. So we make about 250 gallons of hard cider, or cider for hard cider at a time, that we then process and turn into the hard cider.
And I guess you could let us know, Brad, do people drink more hard cider in the middle of a pandemic?
Well, our alcohol sales in the past year about doubled. So, and I don't think that's just because we're the only operation in town. There's more people that shop here are buying our product. Hard cider has been pretty strong right now, and usually hard cider kind of has an off season, which is winter. This year it is kept up pretty strong.
Unsurprising in so many ways. Brad Morse, who is the owner of Outlook Farm, the small oasis in West Hampton, an otherwise dry town, bringing a little bit, I would say, wetness to it, but that just sounds gross. But delicious food grown and produced there on the farm, providing an oasis and stepping up in the middle of the panty to help support the people of West Hampton. And Phil Corman from CESA, the local hero, folks. Find out more about all our local heroes at buylocalfood.org.